Hi, this is Hailey Lab from Shenzhen. Today is April 15th, 4 p.m. 2017. Russian President Putin will attend Beijing's Belt and Road Forum. Russian President Vladimir Putin said here on Thursday that he is glad to attend the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation to be held in Beijing on May 14 to 15. Putin made the remarks when he met with visiting Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Gaoling, who was here for the fourth meeting of China-Russia Investment Cooperation Committee and the meeting with the Russian chair of the China-Russia Energy Cooperation Committee from Tuesday to Thursday. China put forward the Belt and the Road Initiative in 2013 with the aim of building a trade and infrastructure network connecting Asia with Europe and Africa along the ancient Silk Road trade routes. China has viewed Russia as an important partner among the Belt and Road countries, Zhang told Putin, adding that the Chinese government will make good preparation for Putin's attendance. It's the strategic consensus reached by both Chinese President Xi Jinping and Putin to integrate the Belt and Road Initiative and Russia's Eurasian Economic Union, said Zhang. China has attracted great importance to Russia's initiative of Eurasian Economic Union, and the related ministries of both sides are in discussion of concrete measures to boost the integration, the vice premier said. He called on both sides to speed up the construction of major energy projects, expand two-way investment, and finance cooperation in order to promote the common development. Hailing the rapid growth of two-way trade volume since last year, Putin said the bilateral trade structure has improved. Sound progress have scored on Russian-China cooperation on major energy projects, said Putin. The East Route gas pipeline project and the Yamal liquefied natural gas LNG project have advanced smoothly, while the West Route gas pipeline projects are under negotiation, he said. Putin said Russia welcomes the active participation of Chinese investors to Russia's economy development. He also called on the two sides to explore new areas of cooperation in order to add new impetus into strategic partnership of comprehensive coordinations. During Zhang's three-day stay in Moscow, he also met with Igor Sechin, the chief of Russian oil company Rosneft, and Alexei Miller, CEO of Russian natural gas company Gazprom, respectively. The two sides exchanged views on further cooperations. Thank you for listening.